Rachel, you were dumped from the Villa last night, sadly. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling too bad. I think the emotions are finally calmed down, but I'm not feeling too bad.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good. And Can I ask, how nerve-wracking was it standing there with Lexi waiting for a decision to be made?
It was a horrible feeling, to be honest. And the decision, they made it look so quick on TV, but the truth is the decision being made, it took them 30 minutes because it was really difficult. And Lexi and I were quite close in the Villa as well, so that was also really hard to deal with because I didn't want to lose her no matter what. It was a horrible feeling.
Yeah, my God. I can just imagine the shock when you found out that one of you were going. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, it was absolutely sickening to think of. And I didn't want to break up her and Ryan, but it was also like I didn't want Chris and I to break up. So either way, it was going to be a horrible thing. And it was just, my thing is, it was Love Island. I was like, I thought we were meant to be finding love and we're both some strong couples. Why is this happening? Yeah. But, you know, they say everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, did you think that there was a chance it wouldn't be you because Chris was part of the decision making?
Oh, absolutely. Especially because Chris and Tarsio are quite close together and I was quite close to Tarsio and Chris as well. But I think it ultimately came down to a fight that Chris and I had, that argument, and people just thought, well, if you're already arguing now, maybe you'll argue on the outside. I think that's ultimately what it came down to. And you know what? Like I said, everything happens for a reason. So if we're meant to be, it'll happen outside no matter what.
Yeah. And did you expect Chris to leave with you at all?
I do think part of me, it didn't expect it, but I didn't want him to leave with me. But I also understood why he would want to stay. But I offered it out there and he didn't say no. That's what I really like. He did actually consider the offer. He did go, maybe I should leave with her because she is, like, you know, a great person. I think if we had a few more days, things would have been different, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it was interesting in last night's episode because Chris moved on pretty quickly, making out with the new girl Zoe in last night's episode. How did that make you feel seeing that?
Honestly, it was horrible to watch, but what I kept thinking, like, you didn't really see him making moves on her until they got the text of, you need to get grafting, otherwise you're going to get dumped. So I don't know if he was like, oh, she's actually someone I really genuinely want to get to know, or if it was more of like a, I need to get to know someone to stay in here type of thing. So we'll see how that progresses over the next few weeks, I guess. But yeah, it was hard to watch.
If you could say something to Chris now after seeing that, what would you say?
Nothing nice, probably, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Nothing too nice. Not that I don't hate, obviously, Zoe or Chris. Like, Zoe and I probably would have been friends in there, to be honest. But right now, obviously, the emotions are still there. And it's all fresh. So, I don't know. I probably wouldn't speak to him. But in saying that, I also want to know his side of the story and what was going through his head during the whole dumping and when I left and all that. So, yeah, there's always two sides to the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw on your Instagram stories that Chris wrote you a poem. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so he did write me a poem. It was very cute. It was a Harry Potter-inspired poem and everything. It was just absolutely adorable for him to do something nice like that. And he wrote that on the day of the dumping. So I guess that's also what made it so hard, because I think that's when we really knew that we were going to put 100% into our coupling.
Oh, no. How terrible. The day of the dumping, too. Gosh.
I know. It's such bad timing.
Yeah. And so you put all of your eggs in Chris's basket. So any regrets doing that at all?
No, not at all. Like, I did not like any of the boys in that type of way. I pretty much friend-zoned half the boys in the first week. There was obviously a little bit of something there with Jordan, but we all saw how that played out, unfortunately. I did not see another guy coming and matching Chris's energy, to be honest. Chris and I were very similar in almost every way, shape and form. And to me, like, that's exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for a dorky sweetheart and he matched that perfectly. So yeah, I just didn't see anyone coming in making that better.
You had a fling with Jordan. So what happened there on your side?
So Jordan and I, we're on a friend's basis right now. To be honest, we've already been messaging like this morning and talking and everything. So him and I, we're good friends. It just got to the stage though that I felt like he was playing too many girls and he wasn't there for like genuine reasons. And I could kind of start seeing that. And there was a scene that they actually posted and I had glasses on so no one could tell, but I started crying because he was like, oh, I just wish I continued things with Jess. And I was like, then why did we go through all of this? Like, why are we here now? So, but yeah, completely forgive that guy. I do think he's a sweetheart. I just don't think he necessarily was real with his intentions at all times.
Right. And what was interesting, and I did bring this up with Jordan when I chatted to him last week. So when Jordan was revealed to be dumped and he was talking about his Love Island journey, the camera panned to you and it showed you rolling your eyes. Why?
Oh my God, don't get me started. I keep forgetting that my facials are getting filmed at 24/7. And so, like, I do little facials and I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. But no, the eye roll was because he was like, he was saying things about, oh, I should have continued things with Jess and whatnot. And he had jumped from girl to girl to girl, back to girl one to girl two to girl three. And like, he was just all around the place. And I was like, I feel like this is kind of like a last minute grab to people who think you're actually genuine. That's what the eye roll was for, but that was a little personal opinion. Probably should have kept that eye roll to myself because now it's like a YouTube banner and everything. But yeah, it was just because I was like, shut up, Jordan. Like, just shut up.
No, it's good. At least, you know, your responses were natural to you. So, you know what? Yeah. The eye roll is fine. I just thought that's a spicy reaction. I want to know all about that. So I'm glad we got that out the way. That's funny as.
100%. Yeah.
And so, Rachel, now that you're out of the villa, you're free, you're ready to, you know, roam around and do your own thing. Are you still looking for love?
Oh, 100%. I think now I'm more ready to be looking for love. Like, I entered the villa just, you know, kind of self-sabotaging myself every single day and just having fun. But I'm walking out. I know what I want. I know what I deserve. And I'm really self-aware of my insecurities and how to work on them now. So 100% looking for love, looking for a relationship. But I'm not just going to settle for anyone, you know. I still want that dorky sweetheart.
Oh, amazing. Well, we'll see what happens with Chris, I guess, as well.
Yes, 100%. Going to see what happens there. But, you know, I'll have to see him eventually. Like, I think the whole Love Island cast catch up at one stage. So I'm going to have to see him by the end of the year anyways.
Yeah. Will you be waiting for Chris at all? Or are you ready to get grafting on the outside?
Oh, look, he's grafting on the inside. I think I can start grafting on the outside. You know, I don't like waiting around for people.
Yeah. Good going, girl. You do what you need to do, I say. God, don't.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah,
just do it. Well, Rachel, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for joining me and all the best.
Thank you so much.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.